998,999,001,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, heist went off without a hitch. 1 billion gold coins stolen right from the Royal Bank. As if there was any doubt that it wouldn't be. As soon as I got my eyes on it, my superior intellect would have always led me to victory. But with this money, I can finally afford what I need to begin my conquest for world domination. In style. Oh, finally. This dream I've had ever since I was a young villainess in training. Ruling the world with an iron fist, as it's fearsome, terrifying, and, of course, absolutely beautiful and stunning. Oh, and how could I forget cute, evil overlord? Everyone bowing down to me and my diabolical reign across the world as its princess of evil. Now it's all within my grasp. The entire world will surrender to me. Otherwise, they'll be crushed and destroyed. I will be a queen among peasants from now and forever. But before that, minion number 88. You have 10 seconds to meet me in my quarters, or I'll send you to the torture room for your laziness. Nothing like motivation to get my subjects moving. Ah, there you are. You're always right on time when I call you. You're such a good little minion. Are you in trouble? No. You're not in trouble, my sweet little slave. Quite the opposite, actually. I wanted to give you a personal reward. That is very nice of me, isn't it? Well, from your wonderful princess of evil, the soon-to-be ruler of this world, your mistress. A gift for all your hard work and dedication to my reign. Taking you along for my last few assaults on the various kingdoms has been just splendid, you know? I still can't believe we managed to kidnap all 8 of the kingdom's princesses. All in one fell swoop during the Royal Ball last month. And I'm even more surprised when I saw you carrying 2 of them over your shoulders as we fled the building as well. Or just last night when we invaded the Royal Treasury and stole an entire 1 billion gold from the royal family. You ran right through their traps. Guillotines, flame traps, spike walls, boulders, everything. Just to hit the emergency shutter at the other side so I could just walk through at my own sweet pace. How is that burn on your arm? Is it healing up well? Well, at this point, I think every kingdom's royalty would be in absolute hysterics. And with our castle guarded as well as it is, I don't think they can do anything about it. All they can do is scurry around, worrying and panicking until we make our next strike. I have the world right under my fingertips. All thanks to your hard work. I'm so happy I could laugh. In fact, I think I will. Perhaps for return of their daughters, they'll pay us even more in demands. An extra 1 billion in gold? Maybe 3, 4, 5? Maybe I'll have our wizards cast some spells on them first. We'll send their daughters back to them. As mind-controlled evil servants of ours. They'll return right back to my kingdom of their own will. Perhaps we will leverage them, their entire kingdom, to me for their daughter's safe return. That's a really good idea. Write that down. All these options for us to do such evil in the world. And it's all thanks to you. Well, not entirely you. I did the planning. I looked great while we did it. So I deserve a good bit of the credit, don't you think? But you did do your thing, of course. Well, for that, I think you deserve this reward. A special treat from your favourite evil mistress. Just for you. Aren't you flattered? Go on, tell me how happy you are I decided to reward you. Go on. What's with this? What am I being rewarded with? Question. It shouldn't matter how I decide to reward you. Receiving any gift from me is a pleasure. Do I have to send you to the torture chamber for insubordination? Perhaps a night in the leg stretcher is in order. Thumbscrews? Or maybe a dip in the shark pool is a more fitting reward. I did just get the human barbecue grill back from the repair shop. Maybe you want to give that a try instead. That's right. I'm sorry, my mistress. That's what I like to hear, you grovelling on the floor. You are always so good about righting your wrongs. Now go on. Tell me how happy you are to be rewarded by me. Go on. Keep going. Keep telling me. Good little servant. You are such a good worker. So, for all your hard work and dedication, your full devotion to the cause, and your wonderful aid to my villainous reign, your reward is this. You get to give me a foot massage. No. No need to thank me. The blessing of being able to please me in this way should be more than enough for your efforts. To think, getting to rub my poor, hard-working feet, the feet of your princess, all to yourself. It's practically a dream come true, isn't it? Well, go on then. Feel free to enjoy the pleasure of massaging me. Hey, careful. These boots are 3,000 gold, you know. Be careful with them. Now that's a good minion. You're excited about it now, aren't you? Of course you are. Don't worry about my stockings. Just go ahead and start massaging my feet through them. Oh, that is very nice. I've been on my feet all day, walking around, counting my winnings, looking at myself in the mirror, and commanding you all to do the heavy lifting. I had to watch you all wheeling that 2-tonned iron catapult by hand, you know? Watching you all do that back-breaking work was just so very tiring. Now this is just what your mistress needed. Aren't you lucky to have the reward of making your mistress so happy? Go on, say yes. Tell me how happy you are getting to be your evil mistress's foot servant. Hey, look me in the eyes when you tell me how happy you are. That's better. You like it a lot, huh? Good. I knew getting to massage your poor mistress's delicate soles was just the treat to keep you motivated. Now, don't my stockings feel nice and soft wrapped around them as well? The feeling of these sheer knee highs. They're pretty high quality, you know. As if I, beautiful princess of evil, deserve any less. Aren't you grateful you get to be this close to them? Yes, of course you are, my pet. To think I could be treated like this almost every night from now until the end of time, if I have my way. What do you think of that? Getting to service your mistress like this forever and always. That's what I thought. Of course you do. Now, go on. Pull off my first stocking nice and slow. Don't rip them. Like that. And now, put some of this on. It's lotion. It's made from the fruit of the red cherry trees from the Eastern Kingdoms we subjugated and destroyed a few days back. Do you remember? You know, the trees that we made extinct after we poisoned the river of their kingdom. and we stole all that was left of them, just to make such luxurious gifts for me. That's it. Squirt some into your hands and rub my foot with them. Oh, that is just where I needed it. I never knew you were so good at foot rubs, Minion. Could it be, perhaps, you? Like rubbing feet? How weird. Well, go on then. Kiss my soft, delicate little toesies, since that's what you want so bad. Minion, I said, kiss my toesies. Oh my gosh, look at you. You thought I was serious. You freak. I always thought your talent was just being a decent listener. No wonder I haven't had to send you to the torture room as much as the others. It seems your loyalty lies just underfoot. But of course, looking upon my absolute beauty, who wouldn't be as loyal as you? But I wonder, is that what makes you such a fantastic servant? Do you truly believe in my cause? Or maybe, are your intentions less than pure? You've been nothing but flushed as you've rubbed my delicate soles and heels. And you've been squirming in your seat as well. Could it be, perhaps, you have a crush on your mistress? It looks like you got surprised by that, huh? I didn't say stop though. Go on, keep going. I'm not upset. I mean, of course, who isn't absolutely in love with me, right? A beautiful and brilliant princess of darkness such as myself is hard not to be in love with. Not to mention how cute I am, how humble I am, how sweet I am. This just makes you a very, very lucky minion of mine, doesn't it? Your reward isn't over yet, you know. No, no, not at all. I still have my other foot, still bound in its lovely, soft pantyhose. I think I'll rest this foot of mine right here, on your lap, between your legs, where... What's this? Is this what I think it is? Could it be your diabolical, evil, beautiful mistress has gotten you hard? Are you seriously getting up and rubbing my feet? How absolutely gross. I could never imagine getting turned on by something so strange. Ha! What a degenerate you are. Could it be my dear, dear number one servant has had some naughty fantasies about me? Weird, gross, strange and crude fantasies? About my feet, of all things? How absolutely pathetic you are. Oh, you amuse me, dear minion. Ah, but I suppose it can't be helped, can it? I suppose I have no choice but to properly reward you. If I want you to feel good about what you do and continue to be my loyal, loyal minion. Go on then. Undo your trousers. Yes, I'm serious. Undo your trousers and show me that naughty, naughty cock. Getting off to my feet. Did you really think your only reward was going to be rubbing my feet? Oh, no, no, no. It's something much, 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 much more intimate. Do you feel that sheer pantyhose? It feels nice, doesn't it? Like a wonderfully soft glove, tenderly stroking along the shaft of your cock. How I slowly rub my foot back and forth along your cock. Squeezing the head between each of my toes, scrunching up my stockings to hold your cock better. Is this your sick fantasy? Getting a foot job from the most evil and prettiest and beautiful princess in the world? Aw, don't look embarrassed and don't resist. just let me continue rubbing and stroking this cock of yours. Beside, the whole world will be under my foot soon enough. You just get a taste of it early. Does it feel good when I apply a little more pressure? Like this. Really start to grind my foot nice and deep onto your dick. How about side to side like this? You are such a pervert, minion. But in the presence of a wonderful evil princess like me, being perverted is just fine. That's right. Moan out all those perverted little sounds of yours. I want to hear it. Now, tell your amazing and beautiful and evil princess how much you like having your cock stepped on by her. Actually, you know what? Don't tell me. Let me use that mouth to satisfy my other foot. That's right. Lick my foot while my other rubs your cock. Give it some kisses as well, since you want to be such a foot slave. Oh, this is so much fun. Watching you squirm, hearing you whimper and beg, and licking and kissing my soul so hungrily. That's right, servant. I'm not stopping. Not until your naughty, throbbing, perverted cock explodes all over yourself. You're close, aren't you? Well, then, we better let you come, haven't we? After all, if I didn't let you come, well, that would just be pure evil, wouldn't it? Oh my God, look at you. It looks like you're about to cry over that. Oh, hold on. Let me see that disappointment in your cute little face. You are so pathetic. What? You wanted to come. You wanted to come so hard and so bad. Then beg for it, slave. Beg for me, princess, to let you explode under my heel like a good little foot minion you are. That's right. Keep begging. Well, there we go. My foot is right back on your cock. Ah, the sounds of misery and begging. Such sweet, sweet music to my ears. That's right. You can come all over yourself, my good little servant. Go on. I'm waiting, and you know how impatient I am, don't you? You better come when I count down to one, or else you don't get to come at all. No, you won't. Wouldn't that be just pure evil of me? Well, you better do as you're told and come on. 3, 2, 1. Oh, that's it. What a good servant. That's it, minion. Shoot all over yourself. Not on my floors. That's it. Ah, good slave. What a good little minion, obeying my command. There. Such a good servant, obeying me. You did very well, you know. I'm very impressed. Now, you may kiss my hand. Good boy. And you may rest your head on my lap. Doesn't that feel better? You've made me so happy. You made it so fun for me. You never disgusted me at all. No. You made me happy. Such a sweet, sweet minion you are. Well, now that you've been rewarded so well, you'll keep working for me, won't you? Even harder. But if you tell any of the other minions about this, you will be sent to the acid bath of one of the torture chambers. Am I clear? Good. That reward was just for you. Just for you. What the? Minion number 88. How dare you come on my white silk hosiery? That's it. I'm assigning you to laundry duty. Since it's your mess that stained my wonderfully nice pretty stockings and all. I was going to suggest a nice little nap with me stroking your hair, but no. Get to it, number minion 88, now. Get out of my sight. But I'll see you later.